Mesechtas Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The next two Mishnahs discuss a series of cases where a person has to make sure that he doesn't cause a Am Haaretz to receive Tevel or Demai and eat the produce without taking off Meiser. The Mishnah says, Perek Beis, Haraitza Lachzim Al Yark, someone wants to cut off the leaves of the vegetables, the Hakol Mimasai, to make his load lighter. He's carrying loads of vegetables, and it's too heavy. He wants to cut off, trim off some of the leaves off of them, and leave them on the side of the road. The leaves are edible, and they may be found by someone else and eaten. So the Mishnah says, "La'yashlich adshi aser." He can't throw to the side of the road these leaves, these vegetables, until he takes off meiser from them. So if the person who finds it is a Am Haaretz, he shouldn't come to eat the produce without taking off meiser. The Mishnah continues with discussing cases of purchasing produce from Am Haaretz. Halakeach Yarak Menashuk, someone who's buying vegetables from the marketplace. And the way it works is the vegetables become his own. He owns them when he does a Maisa Kinyan. When he does a Kinyan action of acquisition, which could be a Hagbah, lifting it up, or Mashicha, or pulling it, depending on the appropriate situation for each object. And this person who's selecting vegetables to buy, he already picked them up and he was already he acquired these vegetables. V'nimlach lahazir, and he changed his mind and he wants to return them to the owner. So halachically, once he picked them up and he acquired them, they're his, and when he returns them, it's as if he's reselling it back to the original owner, and it's a whole new transaction. So the halacha is, lo yachzer ad she'aser. He can't return it until he takes off meiser, because now he's giving the produce to Am Haaretz, and he has to make sure meiser is taken off of it. She'ein mechusser el minyan. Because this transaction was really completed. He already acquired the vegetables, and it was just lacking counting. The only thing, he didn't count up the bundles of vegetables that he had selected, but he had already completed the transaction by picking them up. Mishnah continues with another case. Haya Aymed Velakeach. If he was still in the middle of purchasing, but he had not yet done a kinyan, he had not yet acquired the vegetables, and he was still selecting. V'ra'a tayin achar yafa mimenu, when he saw another bundle of vegetables that was better than the one he had. Mutar lahachzer mipnei shalei mashach. He's allowed to return what he took already, because he didn't yet do a mashicha, he didn't do a form of kinyan of acquisition, he has not yet become the owner of the produce that he selected. The deal wasn't finished yet, and so then by putting it down, it's not reselling it to the original owner. He never acquired it in the first place, so he's not responsible for that. Mishnah Gimel. Hamaitzi Peres Baderach Unatzlan Lachlan. Someone who finds fruit on the side of the road and he takes it to eat. So this is something that he doesn't know if Meiser was taken off of. V'nimlach Latznia. And then he changes his mind and he wants to put it back on the road. Latznia means to hide it. He's planning on leaving it for someone else, and he's hiding it there from the animals, but it should be available for the next person coming along to eat it. Lo yatznia ad she'aser, he can't put it back and leave it behind until he takes off the meiser, because again, Am Haaretz may find it and eat it without taking off meiser. The Mishnah continues, v'mitzkila natlan b'shvil shalei yavdu, but if he originally picked it up, not because he was planning on keeping it, but just so that it shouldn't get destroyed by being left out on the road, so then Pater, he's exempt from taking off Meiser, because he doesn't acquire it to become his, unless he has in mind to acquire it, but this that he picked it up without intention to acquire it, just to protect it, so that's not going to make it his, and it's not his responsibility to make sure Meiser's taken off. The Mishnah now goes back to something that was discussed at the end of the second parak, parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet, that we spoke about things that were sold wholesale in large amounts, so then the meiser was the responsibility of the buyer to take off of the produce, and if it was smaller amounts, then it's the seller's responsibility. So here the Mishnah discusses regarding a matana, a gift. Kol davar shein adam rashai lamachrei demai, any quantity of produce that's being exchanged, transaction, any quantity that he would not be able to give over as demai, meaning he would be required to take off the meiser for example, a small amount, a small quantity, then lo yishlech lechaveri demai. He can't send it as a gift to his friend. As demai, he has to take off meiser first. Rabbi Yosi mater bevadai. Rabbi Yosi allows one to give as a gift to his friend, even vadai. Vadai is not demai. Vadai is something that's definitely tevel. It's definitely meiser was not taken off of it. So this he allows to send to his friend, as long as you let him know that meiser has not yet been taken off. And this is only allowed, according to Rabbi Yosi, by vadai, by tevel, because since that's something that's very, very severe, it's very chamer, so he's going to make sure to let him know that the meiser hasn't taken off of it. However, demai, which midaraisa really is acceptable to be eaten as is, and it's only midarabanan that they required meiser to be taken off, so there we worry that he may forget to tell his friend. So there, even Rabbi Yosi did not allow. Only by vadai, by tevel, that it's more chamer, so then we rely on the fact that he's going to remember to tell his friend to take off meiser.